Life is full of decisions, big decisions and small decisions. We all make all sorts of decisions dozens of times each and every day, from the insignificant to the life-changing. But there's one decision that each one of us has to make at some point in our lives. Will I give my life to Jesus, or will I live my life for me? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Life is an incredibly precious thing. Your life is an incredibly precious thing. Think about it. You were born out of your mother's womb. Your parents loved you. They raised you. You became a teenager and then an adult with a mind, with passions for certain things, with gifts and abilities and, yeah, some wrinkles and bumps as well. And while you were still back there in your mother's womb, God made you who you are today. Psalm 139, verses 13 to 18. For it was you who formed my inward parts. God, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame wasn't hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Absolutely incredible. Handcrafted by the living God to be who you are today and to do the things that he planned for you to do. That's right, because in his book were written all the days of your life before any of them as yet existed. He had a plan ready to go before you were born, and he made you to be a perfect fit to his plan for your life. Unbelievable. See, that rocks me to the core every time I read it. But at the same point, you and I have become responsible for our own lives. At some point, we have the wisdom and the maturity to make our own choices. Remember back when I finished high school, it was a time when I believed in Jesus. I decided I wanted to become a minister. But, well, you know what happens at that point. All the altruism evaporates and you go and get yourself a career and you find yourself on the treadmill of wealth and materialism. It's just what happens to most of us at that age, and it's what happened to me. Over the next 20 or so years, I lived my life for me. It was all about me, what I could get for me. As you may have heard me say in the past, it didn't satisfy me. But there you have it. That's what I chose until I came crashing down. And God brought me to a decision point again. Who was I going to live my life for? Me or him? That's the question that each one of us needs to answer. So let me ask it of you here and now. Who are you actually living your life for? For yourself or for God? Come on, be honest with yourself. Look at the priorities in your life. What do you give the greatest weight to? What do you expend the greatest energy for? How are you living your life? And for whom are you living your life? When we take a good hard look in the mirror at ourselves in that way, sometimes it's a bit of a shock to see who's looking back at us. We think we may have been living our lives for Jesus, but when we forensically examine the facts, when we consider what we're spending our energies on, what we're sacrificing for, where our money's going, well, those facts often tell a different story. So today, I just want to bring you back to this question of who or what you're living your life for. Today, I just want to pause for us to take a breath and to answer that question honestly for ourselves. Because who knows? This may be your last day. This may be my last day on this earth. I don't mean to be alarmist, but that's a distinct possibility. When the clock strikes midnight, it could be that your heart or mine is no longer beating. Just quietly, have a listen to this little parable that Jesus told. Luke chapter 12, verses 16 to 21. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and I will build larger ones, and there I will store my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, for this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things that you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is for those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God." Come on, isn't that all too often how we're living our lives? Focused on the here and now, working away as though owning our own home and having a healthy retirement fund are the most important things on this earth? Isn't it? It's so easy to say, I'm living my life for Jesus, when all along the truth is that we're living our lives for ourselves. Rather selfishly too, I might add. If you were arrested and put on trial for being a Christian, you have to ask yourself whether the prosecution would be able to find enough evidence to convict you. Well, would they? I know this is difficult. I know that these questions may be making you squirm. I get that. But isn't it better for us to be asking them now while we're sitting here with enough time to do something about it? How much energy have you put into God's work in the last 24 hours? I don't mean labouring away at a full-time ministry job, not necessarily. I'm talking about living your life, the simple, ordinary things that you do every day for Jesus. Loving others, being kind to strangers, having a melody in your heart for Jesus. When Jesus was asked, what was the most important thing in life? This is how he answered. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. It seems to me to be all too easy to live our lives for ourselves and ignore God and other people. So whether sometime in the past you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and perhaps you've just drifted back to a materialistic priority set like everyone else, or whether you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, I want to give you the opportunity right now to pray a prayer with me to give your life, lock, stock and barrel, over to God. Are you ready? Father God, I know that I'm not in the right place. As I've been listening today, I've just come to this deep realization in my heart that other things have crowded you out of my life, that I have a wrong set of priorities. Please forgive me in Jesus' name. I am so sorry. Today and from this day on, I want Jesus to be my Savior. I know that I've done so many things wrong, so many things against you, and the only way to come back to you is through Jesus, through what Jesus did on the cross for me. And I know I want to live the rest of my life for you, in your power, for your glory. And to do that, I want Jesus not just to be my Savior, but to be the Lord of my life. I want you to be the number one priority in my life so that I can love others as you have loved me. I give my life to you, all that I am, all that I have, every hope, every dream, I give to you. Please take me just as I am. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Wow. If you've just prayed that prayer with me, God has heard you. God has forgiven you. God has accepted you through Jesus. And he has given you a new start, a fresh start in life. Doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Your slate is wiped clean. You are a completely new creation. And your life will never be the same again. If you didn't pray that prayer with me and you know that you don't have your priorities right, hey, don't leave it until tomorrow. Go to him today, get in a right place with him, and may you enjoy your relationship with God through Jesus Christ from here to eternity. What we've just been talking about and done today is the very reason that I do what I do. It's the very reason that we here at the Ministry of Christianity Works exist, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with you and millions of other people around the globe each and every day. Because whether you realize it or not, this program you've just listened to will be heard today on over 1,300 stations in 160 countries around the world. That's why your prayer support is so important. Our enemy, the devil, doesn't want the good news of Jesus to be broadcast that widely. He doesn't want people hearing about the salvation, the eternal life, the joy and the peace and the power that Jesus can bring into their lives. And so he opposes us at every turn. But God's word says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. That's why I'm asking you today to keep praying for Christianity Works, that many more doors will be opened to share the saving love of Christ with those who have never, ever heard the good news of Jesus. And if you're serious about prayer, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and visit the Pray With Us page. You'll find it in the About Us section of the site. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much. It's been great to be able to spend this time with you today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.